This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 160, recorded live on Saturday, August 21st, 2010, during the PHP BB team discussion panel at LibertyVasion 2010 in New York City.
Okay, well, then the panel members should come on up, representing the support team. We have Yuri Rusko, representing the moderator team. We have Will Huff.
Representing the Styles team, we have Raymond Muldick. And representing the developers, Josh Woody. And that's it. Oh, I'm sorry, David Colon representing the modifications team.
You don't want to forget the mods team.
Okay, I guess the panel is open for questions from the floor. Don't everybody ask at once now. Douglas.
How about we start by, could each of you go down and talk about how you got involved with PHPBB to where you are today? No is not an answer.
Come on, Will. You can do it.
My name is Will Huff, and I was working for a company that wanted to start a bulletin board. And they were buying a board from another person, so I had to research what PHPBB was, and so I researched it and figured it all out and started a board up and went to the support forums for support and liked how everything was ran and liked the people, and so I decided to want to get into it more and pursue it more, and that's it.
Let's see, it would have been November of 2002 when I decided it was a good idea to create myself a blog and a forum for myself, for my ego. So a little while after that, I had to ask a question, so I registered on phpb.com, and the rest is history.
Hi. Yuri Rusko, the operations manager as of yesterday. A friend of mine, who if you come to the social event you'll meet later tonight, decided that he wanted to start a bulletin board to discuss absolutely nothing with a few of his friends. And the only problem was he had no idea how to do that. And of course I had no idea how to do that either. So we registered on a free PHPB host, used the Solaris template from PHPB 2, if anyone remembers that. It was great, right? And then a couple months after that, we figured out that, well, you can't really do anything with the free host. So we tried to switch, and they asked us for $25, which at the time seemed like a lot. And so we didn't. So I had to figure out how to install PHPB, and that's and I actually haven't switched a hosting company since then, which is a mistake.
I first came in contact with PHPBB in 2004 through another forum. And that's why we have our link at the bottom on the footer, our copyright link. Our credit line, I'm sorry. Click there, and I ended up at phpbb.com and decided that, well, I think I'd like to have a forum. And that's the first time I downloaded it, installed it, and became familiar with the coding and all that other stuff from phpbb 2. And then here I am.
I was moderator on a PHP board, PP2 in that time. And after some searching, I found a link under the bottom. And that's why I came out with PHP 2. Only in PHP 3, I got more interested in the styles. I mean, sort of. And that was it.
And now you like pink forms?
Yes.
Okay, next question.
I will make them up if no one else asks them.
Yes, Douglas. I don't want to always see the same hands.
Well, I've got to make some up. Got to keep us going. One thing that I remember from London Invasion 2 years ago, someone from our chat asked a question about Quick Reply and was quickly shut up. It was, but what we saw last year, though, and this is partly a question for the developer team, a change in tone. PHPBB decided to actually support a quick reply, making a big reversal. What was the issue? Maybe we can discuss a little bit about how that came about, the whole quick reply situation, and you know, maybe as a symbolization of where PHPBB is trying to change in terms of its relationship with the community.
Indeed, David MJ in London 2 years and a month ago said, quote, PHPBB will never have quick spam. We didn't add quick spam. No, just kidding. What changed was just an attitude. There's no drawback to having quick reply. It was a straw man argument from the first day, really, as far as I'm concerned. The quick reply was set up, was used as an excuse for so many other things that just didn't really have any impact on anything else. So what changed was somebody came to their senses. Somebody being a group of somebodies, most of us in this room still. Anything else, Yuri?
We decided we don't like shooting ourselves in the foot every time, so that was really it.
That puts me in mind of a question, so I'll take the privilege of the chair asking. I guess this is a question for a simple yes or no question. Has the decision to eliminate a sub-silver style been cast in stone yet?
No.
Yes.
In fact, just yesterday, Nils reinstated SubSilver into our repository. So it's back. We're going to, rather than packaging it, though, it'll be released as an official style in the styles database. If you go read on Area 51, you can get all the gory detail. But the essence is that we would like to deprecate SubSilver 2 at some point in the future. But obviously, it's used too much at this point to be able to do that.
In our chat, Doppelganger asks, will we get pretty URLs soon? Which I believe was briefly mentioned earlier today. Oh, and he just logged out, but we can still answer the question.
I'll go for that one as well. The answer is, not at any point in the near future, because it's not something that PHPB is designed for, and it would be difficult to bolt that on to the architecture, because there's URLs built all over the place, and you'd have to change something about all of them to be able to properly do a pretty URL or an SEO URL or what have you. Nils? Never mind. Go ahead.
Wait.
Let me first add a sense. I think Henry pointed out earlier that with the hooks, it's going to become much easier to build something like that. So while we're not going to support that, it's not necessarily out of the question for a mod anymore. It's going to be easier to make a mod.
Right. That is something that Henry did bring up, and I glossed over. But yes, it will be easier, but still difficult, from my point of view at least.
And I've also got a question. And that's probably mostly directed at Will and Yuri from moderation and support. How do you motivate yourselves to keep up with all the questions and complaints that users have?
Oh, boy. Well, I haven't been able to put in the time that I'd like to into the forum, so I'm not as active as I'd like to be because of a new job and a new situation. But can you ask the question one more time?
How do you motivate yourself to keep answering the same questions over and over, or dealing with these people who have complaints?
How do I motivate myself to do that? Yeah. I just...
Why don't you get fed up and stuff?
Why don't I get fed up? You do get fed up, but you just kind of keep that inside. But I guess the more people understand, learn from your mistakes... I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, this is now Patrick's problem. But with regards to support, I think if we're answering the same questions over and over again, then we're doing something wrong, because then there's not enough documentation covering that particular portion of the support. So in my case, if I saw questions being asked over and over again, I would go and I'd either write a knowledge base article or hit someone until they wrote the knowledge base article. So it's not really the same questions over and over again. Other than just pasting the link to that knowledge base. Well, what's so funny? I feel like I'm out of the loop. As far as motivation goes, it's things like this, I think, that motivate me. I look forward to the next meeting where people can, I can meet other people who do the same thing. That's kind of...
Let me just add something as a person who's answered a couple of support requests. I agree with Yuri that documentation is going to be an essential part of the advancement of the usability of PHPBB. But on the other hand, we all sort of suspect that some users wouldn't read documentation if it were, written in cement. So we do get the same questions over and over. One of the ways we handle that, Nils, and this is a dirty little secret, and I'm sure nobody's realized it, but we have a Firefox plugin with lots and lots of canned responses. So that's one way we can deal with answering the same question over and over again.
Go ahead.
One thing to add to what Josh answered with regards to the pretty URLs. Since the development team at the moment is taking suggestions for hooks, it would make sense for someone who wanted to create such a mod to maybe start creating that mod and figure out where they would need hooks and then suggest those hooks, and then they could use those hooks when those hooks were added.
We need to get David to talk about something. We have a clone in the chat room asking how can people who can't code but want to help out with the mod team, and we just talked about this recently, but can we re-elaborate, how can they get involved?
Yes, as has already been mentioned in the chat, support for other people people's mods. The best way you can get involved with, say, the code, if that interests you, is just to really open up the PHPBB files and look through the code, get yourself familiarized. If the mod team is something that interests you, other things you can do are probably contribute to the wiki. And try to help out users. In the case that you don't know any code, your best bet would probably be to help with the support team if you really want to contribute to the community.
Kind of a dumb question, but development environments. What do you guys use for development, and what do you prefer?
Yeah, because everybody has their own quirks. I use PSPED, which is just a text editor. It has syntax highlighting, and that's it. There's no auto completion. There's no anything that you can get in Visual Studio. Visual Studio irks me because it feels slow to me. It's just a text editor with syntax highlighting. Obviously, it's a WAMP setup, Windows, Apache, MySQL, PHP, and that's the basics. Obviously, Git, got to work with that. Will, for styling?
I was on the style team for a while and didn't have the time for styling, but I still wanted to contribute, so I moved to the moderator team, but I also build websites and stuff, and I love Notepad++, Sam, yes. And I have my own local installation of Ubuntu to test everything that I do before I upload. But I love just Notepad++, and I use books for reference. So,
Stefan, do you want to ask the question publicly you just said in the chat?
Right.
Or are we cutting you off?
You are.
Go ahead.
Unless you...
Either Ubuntu or Windows, both interchangeably. Well, not interchangeably, but at the same time, I guess you could say. Both of which are broken on that particular laptop that I have with me. Notepad++ as well. It also is very simple. There's only syntax highlighting. Auto-completion, there's no auto-completion. It does tabs, though, which is really useful.
For support, of course, I have a local installation of XAMPP for the current version of PHPBB. I'm not a PHP coder, but I do use Aranea, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, as a text editor. And I use Crimson Editor to answer questions like, in what file can I find this? Because even though I don't understand the code very well, I can use Crimson Editor to search across a variety of files and usually pinpoint at least the area of interest. And sometimes, by analogy, I can figure it out. I mean, I'm learning a little bit of it slowly. And then I use PHP MyAdmin to teach myself MySQL by clicking on the little buttons and then looking at the query that's produced and then thinking about, you know, how I might alter that.
Well, for the most part, I use Notepad++. I see someone there mention Visual Studio 2010, so I've actually used Visual Studio 2010 with some PHP.NET. PHP, I forgot what it's called. What is it? Yeah, that one, vs.php, which is just a plugin for Visual Studio 2010. It allows you to debug and actually integrates nicely with the IntelliSense and all that stuff, so it's pretty nice every now and then to use if I'm really deep into the code.
For styles validation, I use always WinMerge, Notepad, and for images, Photoshop. That's everything, and a local dashboard I use.
Right. So I asked this via RC as well. I guess this is mainly for developers, but also maybe for the mod team. How do you think going PHP 5.3 only will affect PHPBB? Will it mean that it will help the adoption of PHP 5.3 as soon as PHPBB 4 comes out? Or do you think that it will actually stop people from moving to PHPBB 4?
This one's interesting. You may have seen my blog post about this. I linked it from Marco Tabini's blog. I tend to think that the PHP developers have to move ahead, and that the application support has to pull along the users. So yes, I think that moving to PHP 5.3, whenever PHPBB does it, it will be a great help to the adoption of PHP 5.3. Not that there's anything wrong with using PHPB now on PHP 5.3. Man, I'm saying that word too much. But just when web hosts and server administrators see that, explicitly that, you know, support for PHP 5.3 in WordPress and Drupal and PHPBB and every other major software that's used on web hosts, yes, that will help a lot. Anybody have anything else to add? All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to observe that really, I think the average end user of PHPBB is totally unaware and uncaring of what version of PHP their host is running. So really, you know, I see the pinch point as being hosting providers and what they do in terms of updating the PHP that they're running.
My question is about support for commercial users. Obviously, there's a great community around free users, basically. And we get a lot of feedback from them and lots of users and lots of support. But obviously with competition from other bulletin boards, specifically commercial ones like vBulletin, and that warm fuzzy feeling that businesses get when they pay for something, what's the strategy in the future regarding that?
Let me say, we were having a conversation about this yesterday, and I forget with whom, and I had made the observation that I thought PHPBB needed to do a better job going forward of marketing the product to commercial and business users, because I've done a few sites, and it's a tremendous business tool, and the people I've done it for have really loved it. I did a site for someone who has a sales company of cutting tools. They have outside salesmen, they have customers, and we set up a board with individual forums for each customer, so from the customer's point of view, it looked like they had their own forum devoted to their support and their product questions, and the outside salespeople could contact the home office and get drawings and specs and files.
Yuri Rusko, imposter. Should I kick him, Yuri? Oh, you have it. Okay, thank you. Go on.
Well, okay. So, I mean, if anyone really wants to pay someone, they're welcome to pay me, right? Or, you know, and there are plenty of people on the site who offer private services. We have considered in the past doing a support, kind of an official support for businesses and so on, the way that WordPress does it for, you know, whatever hundreds of thousands of dollars that they want for people. I can't imagine anyone actually wanting to do that, but then I also see that I think a couple people already have, a couple organizations are paying WordPress developers hundreds of thousands of dollars. And as I said, I mean, I could use $100,000 as much as anyone. So it's really the logistics of it. Being that it is an open source project, we have to consider things like who would get that money, whether it would be the project, and whether if there was specifically one or two people who would be providing the majority of that assistance and then getting paid $100,000 for it, whether that would be then divided amongst the rest of the team members who are also doing things in the project, or whether it would just go to those particular people, and then how it would get divided up, and why someone would want to do that as opposed to posting in the community. So there are all sorts of logistics problems, which if we could figure out, then we could certainly do that. But that's... Is that the goal? Yes. The goal is to appeal to just about anyone we can appeal to. And so there's an obvious hole there that businesses are not able to receive support directly from. There's no official like page that they could go to and directly get assistance there. So, I think the goal is there. And then we'd love to do it. But again, I welcome suggestions how that could be implemented without changing the nature of our community, without making some kind of issue between different team members and you know, someone who gets paid as opposed to someone who doesn't get paid. This actually goes to the development team, who we considered hiring developers to speed up development at one point, and it was the same exact problem, how that would affect the dynamics of the community itself.
I think maybe that in a sense that's a you need to first expand your commercial user base before you worry about who's going to get paid what for doing what kind of support, although of course that's a concern. What I would like to see, and I guess having said that, that means I probably better do it myself, is perhaps in the blog a section devoted to explaining some of the commercial uses and how a business could effectively use PHPBB, because I've talked to a lot of business people, and when I attempt to explain what a bulletin board is, they invariably confuse it with chat and say, well, you know, that's just for teenage girls. Not IRC, of course, included in that. So I would like to see some documentation or some example on our website, hopefully with a demo site that they can look at to try to advance the commercial use of the software.
Yeah, if we tomorrow made an announcement saying we're offering corporate services for PHPB for, you know, whatever obscene amount of money, let's divide WordPress's, you know, by two and say $50,000 per year.
Ouch.
I'm sure we would. Yeah, I'm sure we could get. You know, 5-10 people signed up by the end of the month. There's really not a doubt in my mind. But then what, right? So we would have to really plan that out ahead of time and figure out who would be handling that and how we would be handling that before we even, you know, did that. Because then as soon as you're getting paid, there's There's a contract, and there's some assumptions about the quality of service you're going to get, and then all sorts of things. If something was to break, on what level, how large the board is. With WordPress, you don't really have that much of a problem with that. Whereas with PHPB, the boards can go anywhere from a couple million posts to Gaia, which is, I think, what is it, like 15 billion or something like that. So,
Not to spend too much time on this one issue, but it's kind of a pet issue of mine. It's something I've thought about for a long time. As you mentioned, the fact that business users feel better about a paid-for product than they do about a free product, but a lot of that, I think, is a matter of education, because I think there are a lot of people that make business decisions that are not in the IT area that don't realize, for example, that they're running Linux or Apache or any one of a number of other open source pieces of software. When I have done this, and I haven't done very many of them, I don't even talk about the cost of the software. I say, okay, here is, say a flat rate for your turnkey package, and that includes everything. And they don't ask, what is the software component in that. So
we have a couple of questions pending, but first I wanted to throw this one out. One thing we noticed just looking at the front of the room, there's quite an age difference here between different members of the PHPBB teams. I'd be curious to know, just to give insights, what that's like being able to have so many different generations working together on the same project, and especially getting to meet each other now. If any of the other team members in the audience would like to chime in too, let me know.
It's not really the problem. It's you get feedback from all other people that think different. Instead of, that's my opinion.
I personally have known that there's a big age difference, especially within the support team and within all the other teams. And it never really dawned on me how that reflects in real life until we just got together here, right? And it doesn't really affect you online, really, because age doesn't matter online. It's just how you present yourself. So it could be an older person presenting themselves as a 10-year-old, or it could be someone older, younger, presenting themselves as an older person. So it's just really all about how you present yourself on online. It doesn't really affect me, at least.
Tom, do you have you want to address that issue?
Yeah. I just want to say I'm 17 years old, and I've been working with this project for a couple years. I joined in 2006, and I just want to say it's great that, even though I'm one of the younger team members, I can still be part of the mod team, and I can still dedicate my talents to a project of this caliber. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that I'm accepted as like a person for my abilities, and not so much that I'm younger than most of the people here. And I try to keep my work at a level that shows that I mean business, and I'm serious about what I do here, even though I may be the shortest person in this room right now. but I just wanted to say the great thing about this team is that everyone's accepted, and you're based on the quality of the work that you output and not of your specific age. And I think it's great that we're able to move forward like that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think as a practical matter, it's pretty much of a non-issue. Just for the people that may be viewing this, the actual quantification of the age span on the teams ranges from a high of 71 to a low of 14. So that's a 57-year age difference. I was surprised. I expected to see more, cultural differences between the age groups. These lists they put out that says, the class of 2014 has never used a phone with a cord and probably hasn't worn a wristwatch, and for them, Elvis has always been dead. and so I expected to see something like that, just differences manifested that way, and I really don't see it, and I'm not quite sure why that is. Part of it is because the subject matter we're communicating about may not, lend itself to revealing those kinds of differences. Every now and again we do, though. I remember Nils and I, about a year ago, had an IRC chat where we discussed that issue. But in terms of the project, non-issue.
Yeah, non-issue, really. That sums it up.
I think the good issue between having age difference in the team is that you always have someone that is the same age as the person requesting support or asking someone. So you have always someone that can explain it in the same language and the same type of speaking as the person is asking. So you have someone from around 20, but also someone from around 60 or 70 that can explain it in own words and in correct language for that type of person. So I think that's also a good thing within the team.
Next question. This is what was asked by Kane in the chat room a couple of scrolls ago. but this is one I was going to bring up too, because when I talk about PHPBB to other people who are not in the loop, a lot of them will ask, well, isn't that declining with the rise of social media, Twitter and Facebook? What are your guys' insights on how bulletin boards are doing compared to newer social media?
Yeah, there's actually a topic running right now whether the end of Facebook is coming, and then there's another topic, I think, in another forum running whether the end of PHPUB is coming because of Facebook. I think that Twitter and Facebook and so on are far more likely to drop dead before PHPUB drops dead, just because of the way that society functions. We see something like MySpace, for example, which was extremely popular and no one foresaw. Which I, by the way, never used, but no one really foresaw the end of MySpace, because the even if you consider the age group, which was, I guess, below 20, there's always going to be an infinite supply of people below 20. So you figure there's, you know, chances are it's just going to be a generation after generation of users, and well, you know, what's MySpace, right? It's just no one uses it anymore. So I think because PHPB is distributed, you know, throughout the internet using just different topics and all sorts of different things, I doubt very much that PHPB will drop before Facebook.
When you think about what the kind of the audience for a bulletin board and a Facebook is, Facebook has a discussion board built in, but if you look at various fan pages or groups or whatever, the discussion boards are unused, with comparison to the wall or the status or the note feature in Facebook. In fact, the thing I use Facebook for the most right now is the chat. So take that for what it's worth.
Stefan, did you want to ask this one too, or should I repeat it for you? Okay, he's going to run over here. Go.
Okay. So back when I was in the support team, we got a lot of questions from people like, okay, so I installed PHPBB, now what? How do I get members? Is that the question still coming up? And if so, how do you answer that now?
Well, there's a long-running topic on that in the PHPB discussion forum, and you know, different people have different answers. I think it really kind of depends on what your board is for, how you get your users. You know, if it's another gaming board or another, you know, Xbox board, then you're going to have to fight for them. But if it deals with you know, a very specialized topic, then you should know how you can communicate with the people in that area.
I would kind of like to use Bob as an example. Username Pitbull, he has a board about pit bulls, which, you know, there may be 100,000 pit bulls in the USA, but that's still a very special topic that you don't find boards about. And also, I would like to mention that Colin will have a talk on this topic at 5:00. Is that right? Later this afternoon, anyway. Anybody?
Both this question and the previous question regarding Facebook is another area where the commercial use of PHPB kind of distinguishes itself from the way in which it's being used by most users now. And that is obviously in the paradigm that I related before about the guy with the sales business, he doesn't have to get users, he's got users, they are his customers. So to an extent, the increase, and really, although there are commercial users of Facebook, to me, the user interface is so chaotic that serious business communications, either in-house or, pardon the expression, outhouse, are better handled by a bulletin board format than a social media format.
One of the things that has been suggested by some people in the community is, and we highly discourage, is to fake the numbers. You know, fake the number of users, fake the number of posts, fake posts, you know. So that is something highly discouraged. That's not going to get you members. So, you know, that's something you should back away if you're thinking about it.
Yeah, there is a middle ground, though, and that is you don't have to fake the numbers, but you also don't necessarily have to display them, which is something that I feel a little more comfortable about helping people with.
Next question. Okay, Kellen Ved, our old friend Henry's asked, this is for the mod team, do you guys notice any differences in the mod submitted today as compared to the mod submitted a few years ago? I have a feeling that probably is implying some differences between maybe PHPB2 and PHPB3, but I don't know, maybe if you guys are a little newer than that, but you know, however you want to answer that question.
I'm going to defer to Paul, since he was part of the team back then.
I mean, so was I, but not for long enough.
All right.
I think the largest difference between the mods we had a few years ago in the back in the PHPB2 days and we have now in the PHPB3 days is the quality of the code. The quality of the code is with PHPB3 a lot better as with PHPB2 mods. I think that's one of the largest things. That's really the difference within the mods. We see still the same kind of mods are submitted within the mods database. And I think the same kind of users are submitting them. But the coding quality is improved since we see introduced PHPB3 compared with PHPB2.
I mean, I guess I could mention my own mods, you know.
Igor, are you here? Do you want to say anything?
Right.
No? Darn.
I mean, the quality of my own code back then was based on PHPBB2 and what I learned from, I don't know, the attachment mod and so on and so forth. So I myself have improved the code on my own mods. So we assume that the users are also kind of progressing little by little in the same regard.
You know, I'm King David just briefly mentioned about Ajax. I guess maybe it's an interesting question that's come up from time to time. What is thoughts on Ajax within PHPBB?
Well, the Ajax question kind of just exploded on the scene right after Gmail was created in 04. It's something that we definitely could and should make use of at some point in the future. For example, like the quick reply or locking a topic or, you know, things just don't necessarily require a page refresh. You know, if you go from one page to an intermediate page and then back. So I would definitely like to see some Ajax used in PHPBB, but we definitely encourage a philosophy of moderation. Certain software like Gmail or Facebook has overdone it from my point of view. I think somebody said that Facebook loads like 200K of JavaScript, which is seems excessive to me, but what do I know?
Okay. This is a go-down-the-line question. Tara Frost, Jim, is here, but he said he doesn't want to ask this question, so I'll do it for him. That's why I get paid the big bucks, I guess. What he asked, what is... I lost it. Maybe you should have asked it. All right, what is the main thing you got out of working with PHPBB? I think did I paraphrase that right? Yeah. Okay, what's the kind of the thing you've best thing you've gotten out of working with PHPBB?
Well, tonight we're going to get free beer. So there's that.
All right, I'll be Budweiser.
Well, I myself took PHPBB as a learning ground for PHP itself. So I credit the version 2, right, with most of the beginning of the knowledge I've gained about PHP. Then PHPBB 3 came around, and that the strict coding guide, well, not strict, but the coding guidelines we use in PHPBB 3 have actually helped improve the code in my own job, where I've actually applied what I've learned from the code to the code I create at work. So in that regard, it's helped.
Pass it.
Yeah, I never, before I got in, I came in at 2.14, and I never even heard of PHP or any of that. I just dealt with static HTML, actually built with Dreamweaver at the time. And then I've learned, you know, hey, I learned a little bit about Apache and PHP and CSS, HTML, and it's just grown from there. Just all aspects of the PHPBB interface. I've gained knowledge on.
I can really only echo what David said. When I first used PHPBB, I didn't know much, and then I started hacking around with Mike's attachment mod and failed miserably. But it was easier than working with movable type, which is what I tried to work on first, a Perl blogging script, in case you don't remember when that was actually popular. So yeah, basically the same thing David said has been a help to, has been an incentive, let's put it that way, to learning the PHP standard library and learning C, so I could look at the PHP source and make sense of it and so forth.
I'll echo pretty much that. When I started, didn't really know much at all, and I've grown with PHP and also kind of expanded, I guess, outside of PHP now, but just things like even coding style and so on has always been important with PHPB, and so since that's really how I learned the language, I've also learned proper coding style, as opposed to some people who, you know, start with other projects and use their coding style, and then that's the coding style that they use for the rest of their lives, which, you know, can sometimes be completely scary. So there are lots of good things to be said about learning with a project of competent people, as opposed to just, you know, by yourself or with a project of incompetent people. So,
well, I knew no coding when I started, and I still don't. So I can't comment on that aspect of what I've learned. I've learned some SQL, but the thing that I've gotten out of working with PHPBB is really more kind of a cultural and social phenomenon. I think many of our users and team members and people here are young enough to not remember when mechanisms for social interaction that have promulgated from the internet did not exist. And, you know, when I was a kid and I had to walk 2 miles to school in the snow uphill both ways and catch my own food, you didn't know. You knew, you know, the kids on your block. I mean, that was the extent of your social domain. And now we have people here, you know, that are from all over the country, all over the world, of a wide variety of ages. And it's fascinating to me, as someone who spent a lot of time before there was an internet, to enjoy the benefits of those kinds of interactions.
One quick question. I want to put Raymond on the spot here. We don't generally hear a lot in this community about the Styles team, and we certainly haven't heard anything about it so far here today. Can you tell us about what it's like to be a Styles team member and how maybe someone could get involved in that team?
It's pretty nice. only a bit hard work, validation. And support to keep touch, keep an eye on the support style support form. One of more. So, that's
keep going.
All right. That's basically everything I want to say.
Okay. So I'm opening a can of worms now, I hear. So back in the days of PHP BB 2, PHP BB got a bit of a reputation of being really insecure, lots of vulnerabilities. And what I'm noticing, at least in the general PHP world, is that PHP BB still has that reputation. So how are there any initiatives to make sure that PHP BB loses that reputation, or if so, what kind of initiatives are there?
As I mentioned, we were actually in Portland just very recently, and we also kind of expected, because in the past that has been we've heard a lot about the first question being, when people come up to us, is, does PHP BB still suck as much as it used to? And so we came prepared. We actually had laminated sheets of security reports showing how secure PHP BB 3 is, and we didn't really have to use them at all. So there were, I think, two people who asked that question, and we just answered that question to them because we felt that it wasn't enough of a big deal that we would have to point them to the sheet, and we just kind of, So I think that's changing as people are using PHP BB 3 more and more. And coming back to PHP BB 3, I think enough time has passed now that people are willing to give it a second chance. And so now that when they see it, there aren't any vulnerabilities. We don't have, our release cycle is not based on when the next vulnerability is going to be found. And so anyone who takes another look at PHP BB 3 won't have that problem at all. And they'll see it for what it is. And it's definitely the most secure bulletin board system. And recently, a study by Qualys actually found that it's the most secure of any open source software that they tested. So that's.
I think a lot of users mistakenly confuse spam bot issues with security issues, and a lot of them will post that way. And I think if you go back and look at the 2.0 archives, I would say this is probably hyperbole, but every third question or so was about spam bots and how to defeat them. And if you look in the PHP BB 3 support forum, you don't see much of that anymore. So I think, all bulletin boards had that problem at that time, but PHP BB was becoming more popular, so it offended a larger number of users who had confused the spam bot issue with a security issue. And I think it's pretty apparent that at PHP BB 3, if you deploy it properly, it's trivial to stop spam bots.
Yeah, people will, that's a separate issue. As you mentioned, security and spam bots are kind of a completely separate thing, and people will use that term interchangeably. Spam and was also an issue with PHP BB 2, and I think not so much with PHP BB 3. Still an issue, it's still an issue, but it's not more of an issue than other projects that are also having the same problems, which, you can get away from it completely. Even email and so on has, been completely unable to eliminate that problem. So, yeah, spam is here to stay, I think.
To paraphrase, I'm King David. Ooh, ooh, what date is 3.1 going to be released? Ooh, ooh, 1.1.1, ooh, ooh. Any answer to that?
One, two, three. When it's ready.
There is a question about if PHP BB is intending to compete with other paid or unpaid bulletin board software. Do you guys even consider PHP BB as competing with other bulletin board software? Although I do know Colin is trying to do a whole bunch of benchmarking on that, so maybe he can chime in too. He doesn't want to.
Competing is, clearly there is a competition for users, except we don't get much back from, one particular user. If we have 50,000 downloads this week, I have no idea what the actual number is, but if we have 50,000 downloads this week, we'll probably get 700 support questions, and that's about it back. So while we want to remain competitive and not become irrelevant, there's not a massive competition like you have between vBulletin and Envision PowerBoard to be the bulletin board that has the most features, including a blog and Facebook and a pony. And yes, a pony. Let's put a pony in. And a kitchen sink and a Boeing 787 aircraft.
Keep going.
Yes, I'm done. Anybody else?
How about any just any last thoughts to wrap up this session? Just, you know, last things that maybe you guys are thinking about that you'd like to see happen. Maybe you think, what do you want to see happen in the PHPBB community before the next time we come together for another vasion somewhere? Just a way to help wrap this up.
We've been focusing a lot on trying to get the community involved. So that's what we'd like to see for the most part, get the community more involved, be it the modifications, be it styles. We're trying to open up as much as we can to the community. We've also implemented things like bridges. If anybody has ideas for bridges, I just saw a WordPress question. If we're going to do a bridge for that, most likely. Stuff like that is very welcome from the community. You just have to speak up.
I'm done. You covered it. To answer that previous question about competition, I think we do compete, as Josh said, in terms of from what users can choose from. But we get enough feedback from our community that we don't have to look at what other communities are doing and copy their stuff, because chances are it's already occurred to us, and the only reason it hasn't been implemented is because, well, there's only so much that the development team can put into the product and so on. And if there was an unlimited amount of resources, we could make PHPBB a lot better. We could, you know, have PHPBB 4 out in 6 months, and it could have it would be a lot better than anything else that's out there right now. But I think it's better to have a slower development cycle and a better quality product than to just put every feature in possible, release an update every month, and then, you know, have it stop scale, just stop working after 50 people are on the site. So.
And remember, you heard it here first from the operations manager. PHPBB 4 will be out in 6 months.
Woohoo!
Just kidding.
Aww. You can wrap it up.
Thanks to all the people here and all the people on IRC for participating in this panel discussion. I hope it was of some interest to all, and it made me start thinking about some interesting things. So again, thanks everyone, and thanks to the panel members. Goodbye.